Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great time of worship yesterday as we celebrated 28 years of being the Deer Run Church of Christ, and a great worship gathering, great fellowship meal, and time of just spending just time with God's people, encouraging one another. And as we talked about yesterday during the message, we're going to be focused in this week on talking and praying about being perfect. And we know, we've probably said it ourselves, no one's perfect. The standard is too high. Well, I'm not the one that set the standard. The text we looked at yesterday in Matthew chapter 5, God says, Jesus gives the instruction to be perfect, therefore, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. That's quite the standard. But when we recognize that the perfection God is calling us to is a perfection born out of love, it helps us. And it requires that we consider what the old song asks, what does love have to do with it? And when we ask that question about the activities and thoughts of our life, the answer ought to be, it has everything to do with it. And so each morning this week, we're going to focus in, talk and pray about a different aspect of perfection that God wants to create in our life, that He wants to restore, that He wants to give. We're going to talk in kind of a foundational element, I guess, in being perfect. This morning, we're going to talk and pray about being perfect in Christ. Colossians 1, verse 28 says, we proclaim Him, that is Jesus, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we might present everyone perfect in Christ. Jesus has to be the center of any attempt, any genuine attempt that has a hope of succeeding. Jesus has to be the center of being made perfect. And the apostles recognized the importance of proclaiming, of announcing, of stating clearly the instructions of Jesus, the history of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the importance of Jesus. With proclamation, with teaching, with correction, they made Jesus known. Not simply so people had an understanding of who He was, not simply so people recognized history, but because of the transforming power of Christ in a life. And they could be made perfect in Christ. There are times where things, new things, come about that do not sound reasonable. And it takes someone willing to proclaim, to travel, to make known the instruction with the goal of convincing people that what they're saying is true and accurate. I've read various stories of things like the telephone. As people began to use the telephone, communities and farms would hear about it and they said, that's crazy. That's not true. That can't work. That makes no sense. And many people initially would decline to even have a telephone in the house because, well, it wasn't going to work. They've never seen anything like that before. And through a long process of proclaiming, of teaching, of showing, of experiencing, we've gone from a telephone in nearly every home to a telephone in nearly every pocket. And when we think about being made perfect in Christ, maybe one of the reasons why that doesn't exist as much as perhaps it ought to is we're not doing a very good job of, quote, selling it. We're satisfied with what Christ has done in our life, but we're not so involved in making it known to others. It's good for us, but they're going to laugh at me. They're not going to believe this is possible. They're going to turn me down. Common responses to those trying to install telephones in rural households. But they kept at it. And those who were resistant began to see how the very thing they declined was benefiting others. And then the words began to make a little more sense. The resistance of someone else should not dictate whether we make Christ known or whether we don't. Now, it may dictate our attitude, our tone, our accommodation. We're not pushy salesmen. We're not arrogant salespeople. We're not mean and nasty. We're trying to present a relationship that would actually benefit anyone who would enter into it. But are we presenting it in a way that they see that it's benefited us? Sometimes that's the difficulty in proclaiming Christ in a way that others can be presented to God perfect in Christ. You see, that's the disclaimer. We're presented to God perfect, but it's in Christ. We're clothed with Christ. We walk with Christ. We live with Christ. We breathe with Christ. We're filled with Christ's Spirit. In Him, we can be made perfect, presented to the Father as He's presented perfect. And so it's important that we're not stepping out on our own. Sometimes we live as if we're saved by our faith in Christ. We're buried with Christ, our sins are washed away, and now I get to go back to living life. on my own. And the perfection that we ought to be living with in Christ is not visible because, well, we're not doing it in Him. We're trying it on our own efforts, our own wisdom, our own strength. And so we need reminded. We need it proclaimed. We need taught that it's in Christ we can be made perfect in every way. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to live life, in order to know who you are. You've given us your Son, Jesus, to set the record straight, to pay the penalty of our sin, to reconcile us with you. And then you've given us your Spirit to dwell within us, to help us live each day in a way that pursues you wholly, fully. And you've given us your Word to proclaim, to teach, to instruct, to rebuke and correct. So that we can be made perfect in Christ. Presented to you as an image bearer of your Son. And so God, in those times of life, those frequent times of life when we know we're not perfect, may we dive into your Word. May your Spirit embrace us. May we choose obedience. May we be made such that we can be presented to you, perfect through your Son, Jesus. And God, in this life that we live, may not just the words that we take in from Scripture and from your Spirit encourage us, but may we live that life that helps others to see that it is possible, that it's true, that it's beneficial to be in Christ and to be made perfect in Him. That it's not some far-fetched story that doesn't make sense. It's a very real relationship that transforms all who would enter into it. And God, today, may we live more fully as those who will be presented perfect in Christ. Presented to you. Just as Jesus, as being immersed by John, is declared by you to be your Son, the one in whom you are well pleased. May we enter into Christ knowing that we become your children, those in whom you are well pleased. And so, Father, today, as we live life in the midst of our imperfection, may we be made perfect in Christ, presented to you as holy, acceptable, loved, wanted. And when we experience the fullness of being perfect in Christ, May our life be lived in such a way that we lift up Jesus in all things, so that many would be drawn to Him, would experience that same fullness presented to you perfect in your Son Jesus. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.